the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KN4HTP. My name is Wendy, and my location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina and South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. The repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are welcome and invited to check in. As an added convenience, you can check in by Echolink, node 545072. Is there any formal traffic for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. Buttons or announcements for the net? If so, please call KN4HTP. This is KN4HTP. I have an announcement for the net. Just want to let everyone know that they are invited to listen in on Christmas Eve after the net during the rag chew time. I will read the poem, "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." So I want to invite everyone to stay tuned in if you can, or to, you know, if you'd like to join us around the radio on Christmas Eve for a special reading of "'Twas the Night Before Christmas." All right, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, please give your call sign, repeat your call sign using the phonetic alphabet, then give your name and your location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I would like to recognize the early check-ins. So tonight, I would like to check in my husband, W2MJB. He just left to walk the dog. Next up, I have W2AMD. That is Mr. Andrew from Simpsonville. Oh, Mark is W2MJB. I can't remember if I said that or not. Mr. Mel from Prosperity, K4XMR. Mr. Fred and Miss Isla from Traveler's Rest, W4FCM. And N4IEI. Mr. Andy from Table Rock, KI4LZI. Tony from Asheville, N4ASW. Mr. Chris from Liberty, KO4QLG. Kurt from Greenville, KM4BLH. Mr. Leroy from Taylor's, KA5WLL. Jack from Greenville, KJ4UHF. Miss Linda from Piedmont, KG4QLQ. And Mr. Don, KG4PFI. I have Mr. Pat checking in from Malden, K4OSH. Mr. Roland checking in from Pickens, K1CJW. Richard, Miss Sally, and Miss Ashley checking in from Simpsonville, KA3JCA, KA4JCA, and KA4ACL. Also, I have K3DOV, the Upstate ARC, checking in. Next up, I have Mr. Brian from Rutherfordton, KM4JWP, Mr. Dave from Easley, KB2BYQ, Mr. Chad from Campobello, KO4NUE, and Miss Anna, KO4RYP. And then I have KF4JVI, the TBARC, and they're located in Tryon. So I want to thank everyone who did take advantage of the net pre-check-in. It's pretty straightforward. You go online to brars.cc, B-R-A-R-S.cc, And then at the top of the page, there's the menu, and you touch the menu, and it gives you the option for the net pre-check-in, and then you fill in the information from there. So that's a handy tool, and I'm glad some people are able to take advantage of that. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Stations, Echolink stations, please check in by calling net control.
Net control, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome my friend Mr. John, checking in from Brown Summit, KN4RJN. Thanks for joining us tonight, John, and I have you down for some rad chew later. All right, tonight being Monday night, we will start with the group Echo Through Hotel. Echo Through Hotel, please check in by calling KN4HTP.
Net control. Please check in November Yankee 4 Golf, NY4G. Name is Ariel. Location is Mobile in Greer. I'll be negative and negative.
In 4HTP. Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. KO4HKX. That's Patrick up here in Penrose. And Wendy, I will be in and out tonight after the formal.
4HTP. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN. Harry and Kammler and. Please stick around for a comment or two.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Ariel, checking in. He is mobile near Greer, NY4G. Thanks for joining us tonight, Ariel. Hope you have a good drive. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Patrick, checking in from Penrose, KO4HKX. Thanks for tuning in tonight, Mr. Patrick. I have you down as in and out. Hope you enjoy your evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome my friend Harry from Candler, KC4EZN. Thanks for joining us around the radio, Harry, and I have you down for some rack chew later. I appreciate that. All right, we'll give another opportunity here for the group Echo Through Hotel, E through H. Please call KN4HTP to check in. KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'll move us to the next alphabetical group, which is India through Lima, I through L. Please call net control to check in.
HTP. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Oscar. And I am James, and I am up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina, where I'll be negative and negative, saying 73 to reach 180.
TP. Hope you and Mark are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo, said in Fletcher, North Carolina. Wendy, thanks for calling the net. Good evening to you and Mark, and good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
HTP. Wendy, thank you for calling the net again tonight. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna, Kilo Charlie 4, Mike Foxtrot Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Just mark us in and out.
Good evening, Net Control. Check in Whiskey, X-ray 4, Juliet Charlie, Justin via Echolink from Brock, Texas, in West Central Texas tonight.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. James, checking in from Tuxedo, KK4JFO. Thanks for tuning in tonight, James. Hope you have a good evening. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, checking in from Fletcher, W4IOE. Good to hear you on the radio tonight, Sid. Hope you have a good evening as well. And I'd like to welcome my friend Mr. Larry and Miss Donna from Greer, KK4 JBQ and KC4 MFK. Mr. Larry and Miss Donna, I have you two down as in and out tonight. Thank you for tuning in. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Justin, checking in by EchoLink. He is in Texas. WX4JJC. Thanks for joining us tonight, Justin. At this time, we'll take a break and go to other EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations at this time, please call Net Control.
KN4HTP, hello again, Wendy. If you will, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papalco Bake Alpha, Stephen and Greenwood. Good evening to yourself, all the net. No traffic, no roundtable. And do be sure, Miss Wendy, and tell Mr. Mark, tell Mr. Mark hello for me.
This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA. Thanks for joining us from Greenwood tonight, Mr. Stephen. And I will pass along your greetings to Mr. Mark. Good to hear you on the radio. All right, we'll go back to the group India through Lima, I through L. Please check in by calling Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome check-ins in the group Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please check in by calling Net Control.
For HTP, Wendy, please check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Creek, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Trebek Michelle. We're all in Piedmont. I'll be negative and negative.
Whitney second, Kilo Oscar 4, November Hotel, KO4 NNH. My name is Fred, homeboy in Piedmont, tonight heading to the workplace. Send for you, Miss Whitney, Mr. Mark, and all the net be negative and negative.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Miss Lorena, checking in from Piedmont, KK4ONO. And Miss Lorena brings along Mr. Rick and her daughter, Miss Michelle, KK4DMW and KM4MOQ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Miss Lorena. It's great hearing you on the radio. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, KO4NNH. And Fred is mobile near Piedmont. I hope you have a good evening and an easy drive headed into work. All right. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Fred. K through Papa, M through P. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in. KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Quebec through Tango. Q through T, Quebec through Tango. Please call KN4HTP or Net Control to check in.
Net Control. Please check in, N0TR. This is Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Tom, checking in from Greer, N0TR. Thanks for joining us tonight, Tom. Hope you have a good evening as well. All right, I want to check and see if there's anyone else in the group, Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Please call Net Control to check in.
4HTP, Wendy. This is Kilo Delta 4. Sierra Romeo Romeo Robert down here in Joanna. I'm going to talk a little bit later and if allowed, if permitted, if it's okay. And as always, you're doing a marvelous job of running this net. Back to you.
State R-O-N 10, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Edit Brevard. No traffic, no comments, I'm monitoring.
KN4, HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Robert, checking in from Joanna. KD4, SRR. Thanks for joining us tonight, Robert, and I have you down for some comments later. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Ed, checking in from Brevard. Mr. Ed, WD8RON. Thank you for joining us tonight, Ed. Hope you have a good evening. All right, at this time, I'll move us to the next group, which is Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call Net Control to check in.
Control. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray. That's KO4ZYX. Daniel Woodruff, negative, negative.
X-ray Bravo, that's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on net.
Adrian, I just turned the radio on. Please check in and out. Whiskey, Uniform, 2 Tango, Rusty and more. No traffic, no comments.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Daniel, checking in from Woodruff. KO4ZYX. Thanks for joining us tonight, Daniel. Next up, I'd like to welcome Tommy, checking in from Southern Greenville County. K4XB. Good to hear you on the radio. And then I'd like to welcome Mr. Rusty, checking in from Moore, WU2T. Thanks for joining us tonight, Rusty. Glad you made it. There was one other station in there that I could tell you were trying to get in, but I couldn't hear any voice. So try, if you could please try adjusting something, and we'll see if we can get you in the log.
ZLK, how do you copy?
4ZLK.
ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo, Shane in Greenville. No traffic, no table.
Shane, I got it that time. N4ZLK, Mr. Shane, checking in from Greenville. Whatever you did differently, it worked out. So thank you very much for trying again to check in tonight. It's good to have you joining us. All right, we'll give one more opportunity here for the group Uniform through Zulu, U through Z. Please call Net Control to check in. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the next alphabetical group, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. Please call KN4HTP to check in.
KN4HTP. Good evening, Wendy. Thanks for calling that. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Please check in. Whiskey X-ray 4, Delta Alpha Tango, WX4DAT, Danny. I'm in Gastonia, and I'll be out at formal. Have a good night. 73, good, and God bless.
N4HTP. Wendy Mark in the net, please check in. JI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and Mark and all on the net.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Dave, checking in from Greer, W4DJW. Thanks for joining us tonight, Dave. And thank you for the extra time you put in to be the net manager. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Danny, checking in from Gastonia, WX4DAT. Thanks for joining us tonight, Danny. Hope you have a good night. Next, I'd like to welcome Mr. Gary and his wife, Miss Joy, checking in from Easley, KI4DOS and K3JOY. Thanks for tuning in tonight, Gary. Gary is the net control on Wednesday nights at 9 o'clock, and he runs a swap net afterwards, which is always interesting to listen to. So I hope you'll tune in on Wednesdays with Mr. Gary, KI4DOS. All right, at this time, I'd like to check and see if there's anyone else in the group Alpha through Delta, A through D. Please call KN4HTP to check in. This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to move us to the big group. That's everyone, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or net control.
4HTP. HTP. Please log Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Say again, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Uniform November. Nelson and Greenville, Russ Spartanburg, negative and negative.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Nelson, checking in, mobile in Greenville, KO4GUN. Thanks for joining us tonight, Mr. Nelson. Hope you have a good drive. All right, I'd like to invite any others in the group Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. Please check in by calling Net Control.
Please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-Ray Juliet, KA2TXJ, Jim in Taylors. I'll be negative and negative.
Please check in Kilo 4, Bravo, Alpha, November, K4BAN, Alex Mobile in Clemson. Negative and negative.
Please check in Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. This is 1. Mobile in Greenville, no traffic, no comment. Just listen. 73.
This is KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I'd like to welcome Mr. Jim checking in from Taylor's, KA2TXJ. Thanks for joining us tonight, Jim. Next up, I'd like to welcome Mr. Alex checking in from Clemson, K4BAN. Thank you for tuning in tonight, Alex. It's good to hear you on the radio. Then I'd like to welcome Mr. Juan, checking in from mobile in Greenville, WA4KC. Thanks for joining us tonight, Juan. Hope you have a good drive and a good evening. All right, I'm going to check in again for anyone that I've missed so far, anyone listening in that hasn't checked in yet. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, all the way through the alphabet. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I have 54 check-ins tonight so far. That's great for my Monday night net, so I appreciate everyone taking the time to check in. At this time, I'd like to secure the formal portion of the net with my thanks to all for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops between for check-ins between RAG 2s. So at this time, I'd like to start out with my friend John, KN4RJN. What was the weather like up your way today?
This is KN4RJN. Well, the sun popped out a little bit this afternoon. We got a little bit of sunshine. I checked the skies here just before coming up to get on the radio. And there were a few stars poking through the clouds. It's still pretty cloudy out there. And there is a meteor shower tomorrow night, Tuesday, December 13th, the Geminids. And it runs from November 19th to December 24th, but it peaks tomorrow night, and we don't have we do have a moon, but not a full moon, and it's coming up later every evening. The Geminids appear to come out of the constellation Gemini, which is right behind Orion. You can find Orion. And I checked the weather tomorrow night, and there's a 50% chance of rain, and it's supposed to be cloudy all day. So I don't know if we're going to be able to see anything there or not. But if your skies are clear, go out with a lawn chair or a chaise lounge, your favorite beverage, possibly a blanket because it's going to be cold. You don't need a scope, don't need binoculars, just your eyeballs. Sit out there for a little bit. Let the let your eyes get accustomed to the dark and just sit back and watch the show if you can see it. I don't think I'm going to see squat up here, but, you know, there it is. Let me break here for just a second. This is KN4RJ, and as far as solar activity, there is not much to worry about. There's, over the next 3 days, as far as radio blackout is concerned, 20% chance for tomorrow and the next day, and it drops to 15% down on the 15th for a mild or moderate radio issue. So probably nothing much to worry about. Solar activity, unless you're up in a plane and flying for hours, there's very little chance of any problems there. And even the space station doesn't have too much to worry about, so that's clear. And if you go out right now, Orion is up. The moon just now came up. Jupiter is still high in the sky. Saturn's getting ready to set. And like I said, my skies are cloudy up here, so I can see Jupiter. The moon wasn't up when I went out earlier, so I don't know if I can see that possibly, but I've got clouds up here. So if you have a clear sky, go out and take a look and see what you can see. Back to you, Wendy.
KN4RJN, this is KN4HTP. I'm disappointed that we might have clouds tomorrow night for the Geminid meteor shower, but I'm going to be hopeful, and I will set my alarm to go off and remind me to go out and look. Hopefully, I'll hope there's a break in the cloud cover, so... Yeah, I noticed earlier tonight, too, we're partly cloudy, but I'll go out after the net and see if I can spy Orion. That's one of my favorite constellations to pick out. Do you have one that's been your favorite that you've picked out, you know, most of your life, or you always look for when you look up at the sky?
This is KN4RJN. Well, I use Orion as a waypoint to find everybody else because I can spot him. And back when I was teaching, I would get up in the morning and walk down the driveway to get the paper, and the house faced pretty much to the south, and I could tell what time of year it was in the school year by watching Orion just move across the we had pretty good view of the horizon, and the beginning of the school year, you wouldn't see him, and then a little bit later he would pop up, and I'd just watch him as the year went by. And when he's about where he is right now, I would say, yep, we're just about on Christmas time. And I'd watch him through January and February and then disappear. And knew that when he got low in the sky in the east, I knew it was school year was just about over. So I would use him to time what was going on.
Ryan was always, I don't know, it was just one of the first ones I figured out. And it makes me think of... You know, the dots for the number 5 on a die, like, you know, when you're rolling dice or something, the main stars that I always look for on Orion are those dots. So, this has always been the easiest one and the one I always pick and the one I watch when I'm camping. You know, I like to put my cot so that I'm facing the night sky. That's why I'm facing where I can see him in the night sky. So I don't know. It would be interesting to hear other people's favorite constellations or just the ones they always pick out, you know, when you're stargazing. So yeah, that one sounds like it's an easy one for you too. So have you been hunting any galaxies lately or seen anything from the James Webb that you're admiring?
This is KN4RJN. Well, it rained for the most part all last week. up here is either rainy or cloudy, so I haven't gotten the scope out and haven't seen much of anything. I'm waiting for, you know, clear skies to pop out so I can actually, you know, take the time to set the scope up, because when it's cloudy and the clouds are moving, you can't see a whole lot. And by the time you get the scope set up, the clouds move in, and then when they move out of the way, you can possibly spot something, but then the clouds move in, block that, and you're swinging around, and it's just too much of a pain to drag that thing in and out when the viewing's not good. But Orion's always been one of my favorites because it's the one that I can imagine, and I can actually see the picture of a guy standing there. To me, he's standing there holding the bow and arrow, getting ready to shoot. And Taurus is right in front of him, so he's trying to shoot Taurus to get him out of the way so he can get to the two Pleiades, or the Seven Sisters, for nefarious purposes, so I can keep those guys kind of straight. And the twins are running behind him watching the whole show, so it's like I can keep those guys kind of straight, but you make up your own stories as you have to.
For RJN, this is KN4HTP. We've had, it seems like, rain like every day for a couple of weeks or something. I don't feel like I'm really in South Carolina. I'm somewhere like Sweden that gets rain all the time. I'm mentioning it and would like more sunshine, but I don't want to complain. But it is sloshy out there. The ground is definitely nice and full of moisture. So I can't wander out my slippers or bare feet like I used to without having to clean them off or dry them off when I come in. So, and with our little shadow, we have to put a little plastic bag on her foot every time I take her out because the ground is so wet and I don't want her bandaging to get wet. So I guess that's why I'm noticing it more, that it's been rainy so much.
This is KN4RJN. Button didn't want to work there for a second. I have to wipe Fred's feet off before I bring him in when I take him out in the backyard because it's been so squishy and wet and whatnot. And I've got moles running through my backyard, so there's places that are soft that just, you know, squish down when you step, and it's like, and then the water, you know, comes up, and it's like, yeah, come on, get me a break, you know. So we've gotten plenty of rain this month. I think whoever's praying for rain, I wish they would stop. And we're out of that whole drought thing for the time being. So on the bright side, at least rain, you don't have to shovel. I'd hate to be out west right about now. They got slammed.
Comment.
A minute, but I had to ask John something about Orion. You say he's trying to keep his sister straight and he's shooting arrows at these guys. I thought he was being chased by Scorpio.
This is KN4RJ. Well, if I were being chased by a giant scorpion, I'd be pointing my bow and arrow the other direction. I envision him, you know, the bull is right in front of him. And the bull is between him and the Seven Sisters. So I envision him shooting the arrow at the bull to get him out of the way so he can get to the Seven Sisters. If I were Orion, I was being chased by a giant scorpion, I would, you know, I'd be pointing my bow and arrow the other direction. So either he's ignoring that or I have to look and see where Scorpio is. You make up whatever story you need to make up, I guess.
Yes, or I was always told that he was being, that's how he wound up in the heavens, that Scorpio stung him. But Scorpio's about a lap behind, so maybe that's the reason he's just trying to clear the way in front of it. And there's a bull in the heavens in his path.
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, Taurus is right to the east, I guess, of Orion, and then on just on the other side of, actually within the constellation, Taurus is Pleiades, which is the Seven Sisters, or if you're Japanese, Subaru, which is where they got their logo. But and the thing is, on all the constellations, they stay, you know, in the same relative position of one another as we go through the year. They move in the sky, but they're in the same, you know, relative position as one another. as opposed to the planets that, you know, are running around all over the place. So you kind of, you know, when we say, you know, such and such a planet is in such and such a constellation, that, you know, that's how you find them, is knowing where the constellations are at.
KN4RZN, this is KN4HTP. Yeah, it's, there's a lot, and when you just mentioned that the Japanese have different names and I'm sure different constellations, and to think about the complexities of that, every culture on Earth has probably a different name for it, the stars, and makes different pictures out of them. That would be, it would be kind of interesting to look at that a little bit, but it's complex enough for me the way we have them labeled. So anyway, I've enjoyed hearing about the stars from you. Is there anything else on your mind tonight?
This is KN4RGN. I just looked up Scorpius because I couldn't remember where he is. Right now he's very close to the sun, so he's on the other side of the planet right now. So he's quite a ways from Orion. Let's see here. And Venus is close to the sun, and Mercury's close to the sun right now. So I'm not going to see either one of those guys anytime soon. But in any event, that's all I've got, Wendy. I'm going to back on out of here. I'll say 73. See you, and you have a good night. Say hello to Mr. Mark for me. And this is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
KN4HTP. Thanks for hanging around, John. I love the star report and talking to you. You always get me laughing, although we didn't laugh tonight, but you do usually get me laughing. So at this time, I'll take a break from Rag Chew and just check and see if there's anyone listening in that would like to check in. I'm checking in all the way through the alphabet, Alpha through Zulu. If you would like to check in, please call KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time in my Rag Chew, I would like to check in with my friend Harry, KC4EZN. What was the weather like at your house today?
4HTP, KC4EZN. Well, today, Wendy, we had some sunshine, actually. We traveled down east last week, and it rained off and on going down. Shine off and on down there, and then coming back Friday between Raleigh and Greensboro, I think we had about 15 minutes of sun, and it kind of got socked in and was fuzzy and foggy and whatever, and we didn't really come out of it until we crossed over Old Fort Mountain coming back into Asheville all late Friday afternoon. But today we had some sunshine, and according to the weatherman, we're going to have maybe, I don't know, we're going to get sunshine tomorrow, but it's going to be cloudy, and then it's going to be wet Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So whatever you think about wet, get over it, or something like that. Anyway, it's kind of interesting listening to John Robert talking about Orion. That was one of the constellations that I quickly recognized, and he is called the hunter. He may be chasing the bull, but he's got his faithful dog behind him, and right towards the end of when I can see him, and this is where I see him, is hemmed in by trees in the neighbor's yard, things like that. So I don't see his dog easily. I've seen it once real clear, so I know sort of, you know, what I'm looking for. But in my yard now, I don't see all of the dog. And it's just the neighbor's trees. But that's an interesting thing. When it's really, really clean and clear, I can see his sword hanging down off of his belt. So that's kind of fun. We're bouncing back in your court, Wendy, KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. Well, I think last time we talked about, you had some outdoor decorations going on, and I did get motivated to put up my tree and the wreath on the front door and a few things like that, and so it feels a lot more like Christmas around here. One of my friends gave me a beautiful red poinsettia, and so that is, it's here in the ham shack, which also happens to be the kitchen table. So we get to enjoy that all the time now, and it's just beautiful. The reds in those are just amazing. So what have you enjoyed so far about, since last we talked about the holiday season?
KN4HTP, KC4EZN. Well, it's kind of interesting on our little cul-de-sac street. We've been here coming up on 22 years, and some of the neighbors have changed, and the ones that have come in within the last 3 or 4 years with younger children put up Christmas tree lights, and we put ours up outside. We have two cats, and I think a long, long time ago when we had one cat, we put the Christmas tree up and learned that wasn't a good thing to do. There's something about things that hang off of a tree limb that fascinate a cat, and you hear the thump in the night. We understand that's the cat hopping down off the dining room table that the cat's been told is forbidden, or hopping off the table down on the floor. We understand what that noise is, but some of the tinkles and the crashes are. So I put the tree up out in the yard, and it's one of these plastic spiral things that I put two strings of light on that thing. When it died the first time, I found out that the bulbs were no longer available, so I restrung the thing with some brighter lights and put about twice as many on it. That's my Christmas tree, and I draped some things over a couple of the shrubs. Way, and that's our Christmas. I do have a poinsettia, but it is plastic. The cats can't eat it. And it sits up on the mantel because there's something that fascinates them about plastic. And you see things like your plastic shower curtain, and you see all these little tiny sharp pointed little holes punched in one corner of it. But that was Christmas, and then got to visit the wife's sister last week. Her husband passed away a couple of years ago about this time. Just be there. She's got lots of family around her. She's got three children. Two of them live within a half a mile of her. And between those two daughters, they've got like 6 or 8 children between them. So she's not exactly by herself down there, but still, we did that, and they had some of those people down there. This down in Washington, North Carolina, eastern part of the state, and those folks have got Christmas tree lights too. So it's just been kind of fun to look and see and watch some of my neighbors put stuff up. They've all exceeded what I did, but at one time I was the only bright spot at the end of our street, and now some of the other neighbors have picked up on it. It's just, it's kind of pretty at night. It's KC4EZN.
KC4EZN, this is KN4HTP. I can picture the mysterious little thuds and tinkles and crashes in the night with cats messing around with ornaments on a tree. I hadn't thought about that. My son's bringing his new dog, the miniature schnauzer puppy, and so I may be taking down the Christmas tree. We'll see how he does, but I'm definitely not putting anything near the bottom. Now that you say that, I'm going to move stuff up higher. It's funny, at church the other day I was watching a mom with a little crawling pre-toddler, and anything that baby could reach on the edge of the Christmas tree, she had to quickly reach over and move up. Although at church they use those plastic ornaments, so wouldn't be dangerous for the for the little ones, but I just was thinking, oh yeah, those were the days when you had to you know, keep everything in the lower 2 feet of the entire house, you know, safe from a child's touch, because they're exploring everything. It brought a smile to my face, but it's fun, the things we do to for our cats. I can see your shower curtain there with a whole bunch of puncture holes along the edge where the cats like it. Oh, we have a good time with our pets, don't we?
Yeah, they're kind of fun. We've had I had a dog as a growing up, and then my grandfather always had some kind of dog. He had a collie. Well, I say a collie is part collie, part shepherd, and who knows what else. It just showed up one day, and both of my parents worked, and when I got out of school, I would go to my mother's shop. So the dog was at home all day long, so we took him over to my grandparents' house. And it was real interesting to watch my grandfather come home, and he kept chickens and had a couple of cows and would raise a couple of pigs. He liked sugar-cured ham, so he would raise a couple of pigs and worked a deal out with a neighbor who had the facilities to process the whole hog, and worked out an exchange deal where he got his two shoulders and he sugar cured them. But that dog would follow him around at the heel position, and I know that he never trained that dog. It just happened. And a little interesting note about that connection: when my grandfather passed away, he had fallen off of a scaffold, broke his hip, and we're talking about, gosh, like 65 years ago now, and he was having a problem, and they called the doctor, and the doctor came out to the house, and my mother sent me and the dog to sit out on the back porch steps. And I could hear the doctor doing stuff, and, you know, and all of a sudden the dog started to say, "Grandpa's gone." The doctor still kept on working, but the dog knew, and it has always fascinated me how that dog knew, what was the message system there? I don't know, but that dog knew before anybody else, and we were probably, well, Grandpa was in the bed in the house, and we were sitting on the steps in the back porch, probably 20 feet away, but the dog knew. So, yeah, they're kind of fun, and our two cats don't exactly get along. Lily is the oldest. She's about 13 years old, and Betsy's maybe 6 years old. They peacefully coexist most of the time, and every now and then they have to hiss at each other. The biggest fussing they get into is on the west side of the house. There's one window that the sun comes in and puts a spot of sunshine on the floor, and it's interesting to watch them try and outfox each other to run one. Whoever's there gets run off, and the other one takes his place, and then a little bit later they'll change places again. And what's kind of interesting is in the house, there's another room with the same kind of window. So there are two bright spots, but they don't seem to understand that there's one for each one of them. There's only one that works, and it's the one that the other one's in. But it's kind of fun to watch them, and they have very, very different personalities, and actually, every now and then, I'll say something to one of them, and they'll look at me like, "What'd you say?" And I'll say, "Now, wait a minute, that little walnut-sized brain in there doesn't have a clue what my noises mean," but they're still fun. We like having them around, and they do things for them. We'll turn it back to you. I'm gonna be curious to see what Robert's got to say out there.
But before I leave him for Robert, he was talking about not a lot of traffic on 10 meters, and I was looking at a magazine article today, Club Log, which is one of the services that you can subscribe to, and a lot of the de-expedition use Club Logs to distribute the QSL. My radio. Club Log handles a lot of QSL cards and stuff for de-expeditions. And this article was a couple of years old, and they were saying that something like 75 or 80% of the QSOs that had been turned into Club Log were on FT8. So if Robert's wondering why he doesn't hear a lot of folks on some of the bands, he's just going to have to break down and get into the sound card modes, because that's where a lot of the QSOs are happening today. And back when the sunspots were gone, I would listen on the voice bands and maybe hear a sound that I would say was a voice, but you get down to the digital frequencies and they were just hopping like crazy. With that, Wendy, we'll say 7-3. We'll hang around and see what Robert's got to say. KN4HTP, KC4EZN, 7-3.
KN4HTP, net control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Mr. Harry, thanks for hanging around for some chatting tonight. I appreciate it. And it's fun to picture your cats carousing around or not getting along. Wouldn't life be easier for both of them if they just did get along? But anyway, thanks for hanging around. At this time, I want to check and see if there's anyone listening in that would like to check in. Checking in all the way through the alphabet. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please check in by calling KN4HTP or Net Control. This is KN4HTP, Net Control with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. At this time, I want to move along and check in with Mr. Robert, KD4SRR. What was the weather like your direction today?
4SRR, the weather today was great for wet leaf raking. I believe I swept up, raked, arranged at least 2.5 to 3 tons of wet leaves. It certainly felt like that. But it looks like that rain took all the leaves out of the tree, so this should be the last batch before the burning of the leaves ceremony begins in earnest down here in Joanna. But it was a nice day, and it's going to be okie-dokie tomorrow, a little cloudy. And then Wednesday, it's going to start raining again, and we have a 98% chance on Thursday. Before I forget, though, Harry was talking about I'm going to have to get into the FT8. Well, in the spirit of the season, I say bah humbug. Santa heard you. Well, anyway, that's a good question we get into today is about the weather. That was one of the things I was going to mention eventually in this conversation tonight. But while we brought it up, there's a group on Facebook called the Southeastern Extreme Weather Group, primarily for winter weather. And the past few years, they've made some pretty wild prognostications, of course, using science the entire time. So remember, trust the science. And they've been horribly wrong each and every time about us in South Carolina. But next week, see, this is supposed to be another dry winter. What is that, Miss Wendy? El Nino is the... El Nano or Nancy or whatever is the dry stuff, and then the other one's the wet. Which one is it? Nina and Nino and the Santa Maria or whatever it is?
The Mayflower or the Nina, Pinta, and Santa Maria or something like that. But just back to your comment about wet leaf raking, that should become like an official sport, wet leaf raking. I can just imagine. I mean, that's like working out. You've probably really, really given your arm muscles a big workout with that. That's a big one.